So all people everywhere get the...
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
Grr, I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids. For ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Rising tensions in the Middle East and beyond. The U.S. carried out another round of airstrikes against Houthi militants in Yemen due to an imminent threat on ships in the Red Sea. And Iran's military launching strikes on Pakistan and reportedly Pakistan retaliating. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. is monitoring reports that Pakistan carried out a strike in Iran.
We're monitoring this very, very closely. We don't want to see an escalation clearly in South Asia. South and Central Asia, and we're in touch with our Pakistani counterparts.
This afternoon, the Senate passed the stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown tomorrow, but the House still has to take up a vote later today, and the president still has to sign the measure if it passes. In Texas, a federal probe into the actions of law enforcement responding to the 2022 Uvalde school shooting finds critical failures from leadership and tactics to training. This is ABC News. Richard Simmons responding to news about a new biopic focusing on the fitness icon's life.
Tell me who wants to dance!
News came Wednesday that a movie was being made about the life of exercise guru Richard Simmons, produced by a subsidiary of Warner Brothers called The Wolper Organization. And that comedian and actor Pauly Shore would play the lead role.
Cool, buddy.
But don't count on Simmons' support. He writes on Facebook that he didn't give his permission for the film, he doesn't have a manager or a publicist, and he just tries to live a quiet life. Wolper says it would love to have Simmons involved, but respects his desire for privacy and will produce a movie that honors and celebrates him. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
If you're looking for a job and willing to move somewhere remote, this may be your lucky day. The job is for a full-time teacher on an island in one of the remotest parts of the UK in the West Highlands of Scotland. That island has 150 residents and about 16 students. It pays $67,000 and has a $7,000 relocation budget. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kieran's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing. High temperatures climb to the teens, and with winds calmer today, it'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight. And we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague. An effort to impeach Elections Administrator Megan Wolf is going nowhere in the state assembly. Majority Leader Tyler August dismissive of the effort by Representative Janelle Branchen.
Our caucus is focused on real things, not grifting and not making a big show for the cameras, and that's all she's interested in doing.
Branchen's resolution to impeach Wolf has only 5 co-sponsors. The Milwaukee Common Council's approved a 15% pay raise for themselves, the mayor, and other elected city leaders starting in April. The positions have not had a raise since 2008. Mayor Cavalier Johnson still needs to sign off on these. Carbon monoxide is believed to have led to the deaths of 2 people in a suburban Milwaukee home this week. Greenfield firefighters found the bodies of 2 people inside a home Wednesday afternoon, along with elevated levels of carbon monoxide. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Duran Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2-pound tubes. There's a 10-pound minimum on orders. Visit Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health of Durand. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Power Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant, and the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Those wanting to help the Gina and Tony Hurlburt family recover from the house fire earlier this week in Durant can drop off donations at St. Vincent de Paul in Durant. St. Vincent is taking all donations, including gas, gift cards, clothing, and other items for the family at the store in Durant. Now, when dropping off items, let the staff know that it's for the Hurlburt family. There's a warning about using too much power from electric utilities here in western Wisconsin. Eau Claire Energy Co-op's Adam Westaby said there's only so much power available each day, and when it's cold outside, people tend to use more power. Eau Claire Co-op yesterday asked people not to use their electric water heater, heat pump, or boiler. Riverland Energy and Pierce Pepin Energy Cooperatives also were asking members to reduce power usage. Eau Claire Energy Co-op says peak times are the toughest, which means energy usage is stretched to both start the day and once again when people get home from work. Wisconsin lawmakers want to spend more than $5 million to help kids in the state lose weight. The Speaker's Task Force on Childhood Obesity released a report this week. Among the recommendations are 2 plans that would spend $5 million to come up with childhood obesity prevention and management programs. Another plan would spend about $500,000 to help parents on food stamps buy more fruits and vegetables. In Wisconsin, 10% of children between the ages of 2 and 5-year-olds are obese, 15% of 6 to 11-year-olds are obese, and 18% of 12 to 17-year-olds are also obese. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to legalize lemonade stands for kids. A Senate panel will hold a hearing today on a plan that would stop local governments from requiring kids and teens under 18 from needing a license to open up a lemonade stand or something similar. The proposal says as long as the stand is operated only occasionally and doesn't sell potentially hazardous food, then the kids can open up a stand as they see fit. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Firefighters from Township, Rock Creek, Mondovi, Elk Mound, and Eau Claire all responded to a structure fire in the town of Brunswick last night, just before 9. Firefighters responded to the blaze just off of Mitchell Road and found heavy smoke coming from a shed. There were no reports of any injuries. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. There are some changes coming for the Durand Police Department's Explorer program. During last week's City Council meeting, Chief Ridgway said the program would run for 2 Sundays for 2 weeks for 6 hours each day instead of the 6 Sundays at 2 hours each week. Ridgway said the goal was to get more participation in the program. The Explorers program is open for 6th through 12th grade students to let them learn about law enforcement, firefighting, and emergency responders. More details on the dates of the program are expected in the coming months. One of the Democratic candidates for the 3rd Congressional District has ended her campaign. Tara Johnson cited in a statement to supporters that while having 3 women in a primary demonstrates the progress women have made, having a crowded field means contenders are consumed with competing for money to win the August primary, when beating Derek Van Orden in November is the most important thing. Representative Katrina Shankland, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson are all headed to the August primary for the right to face incumbent Republican Representative Derek Van Orden in November. Van Orden has not yet said if he's seeking re-election. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to update the rules for strip-searching students in the state schools. The state assembly is scheduled to vote today on a new plan that would expand strip searches to include students down to their underwear. The proposal would also make it clear just when someone can order a student to take their clothes off. The changes come after a superintendent near Green Bay ordered a group of high school girls to strip down to their underwear as part of a vape cartridge search. Prosecutors weren't allowed to charge the superintendent because Wisconsin law didn't cover underwear searches in school. A Minnesota lawmaker is planning another effort to legalize sports betting in Minnesota. Republican State Senator Jerry Miller of Winona unveiled his proposed legislation yesterday. Miller made an unsuccessful effort to get sports gambling legalized last year, but says he's been working to gather bipartisan support for the latest proposal. Minnesota's 11 tribal nations would have the chance to offer retail and mobile sports betting, and licenses could also be issued to allow sports betting at horse tracks and sports stadiums. Minnesota would level a 15% tax on sports betting revenue under Miller's proposal. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Country music legend Willie Nelson isn't slowing down now that he's hit his 90th birthday. Nelson will be coming to Minnesota in May as part of his Willie Nelson and Family Concert Tour. Nelson will play shows in Moorhead on May 20th and 21st before moving on to Duluth May 23rd. Tickets for those shows go on sale tomorrow. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor.
Frank it up!
This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Byron grateful for Knaus contributions. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass gives you all access to the latest industry news.
We feel like he's the right guy to be in the car. We feel like we got the right group around him. It's a matter of just executing.
You'd be a fool as an owner to not be trying to get a V8 supercar driver in a third car.
Stay up to date on NASCAR's biggest names all year long.
If stress was a flammable liquid and you lit a match next to me, I would explode.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Hendrick Motorsports crew chief Chad Knaus moved to the top of the pit box for sophomore driver William Byron in 2019. In their second and final season together in 2020, Byron captured his first NASCAR Cup Series victory in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. For Byron, the two-season stint with Knaus yielded more than the impressive finishes they scored together.
He was very instrumental in my career. I mean, when we were together, it was intense because I was, you know, just trying to learn the ropes of the Cup Series. We got in the playoffs a couple years in a row, and he was a really good influence on me to build my career and kind of toughen me up a little bit.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Packers worked a second day without defensive back Jair Alexander, who was sidelined with an ankle injury. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Running back A.J. Dillon did return to the team this afternoon as the Packers get ready for Saturday night's divisional matchup at San Francisco. Mike McCarthy returning for the final year of his contract with the Cowboys. He met with reporters there today.
We have established a championship program. It's just not the world championship yet. We know how to win. We know how to train to win. We have the right people, but we have not crossed the threshold of winning playoff games. And it's extremely disappointing to be sitting here talking about it, but I know how to win, and we will get over that threshold. I have total confidence in it, and that's why I'm standing here today.
McCarthy's 42-25 in four seasons in Dallas, but just 1-3 in the playoffs. College basketball, Horizon League, first place Green Bay on the road at Wright State. Milwaukee's at Northern Kentucky. Bucks' three-game win streak ended last night with a 40-point blowout loss in Cleveland. They're at Detroit on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some impressive early week performances on the hardwood as we reach the midpoint of the season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The high school basketball season has passed the halfway point, with teams looking to make their mark in conference races down the stretch and improve their playoff positioning. There were some outstanding games played Monday night. Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More scored yet another impressive win in boys' hoops, taking down Milwaukee Academy of Science 78-71. Not far away, Metro Classic rival Dominican posted an incredible 132-89 win over previously unbeaten Brookfield Academy, as six players hit double figures for the Knights, who connected on 20 three-point attempts. A little further north, Marathon suffered its first loss of the year, 61-58 against Mozanie, as Keegan Jerschley went for 26 points with 8 steals for the Indians. While the Pier went down for the first time against Wisconsin Lutheran over the weekend, the Redbirds did manage to remain the number one ranked team in the WSN coaches poll Tuesday. The Pewaukee girls hoops team suffered its first loss of the season, falling to highly ranked Nazareth Academy out of Illinois Monday night by a single point. In the updated WSN coaches poll that came out Tuesday afternoon, Pewaukee retained the top spot in the Division II rankings. The first three-point challenge leaderboards of the year came out earlier this week. Be sure to check out the top 10 shooters in each division over at WISSports.net. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I asked Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach, what is the most important piece of equipment that you have for ice fishing? His reply actually astounded me. I'll tell you what it was, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach is an avid ice angler even at 85 years old. He still gets out 3 or 4 days a week, sometimes more. I said, what's the most important piece of equipment that you're taking out on the ice? He chuckled a little bit and said, it's your brain. He said you have to be able to use your head, use your thinking to be able to figure out where those fish are. You have to understand the patterns that go with the fish at that particular time of year. Whatever species you are targeting, you have to know where they're at so you can find them. That's the most difficult thing for most anglers, both open water and ice anglers, is their inability to find fish. So he says your most important piece of equipment is not anything that you carry, like a rod or a reel or a sonar or a shelter or a heater. It is what's inside your head. It is your ability to think and use that ability to find the fish. Know what the pattern is for that particular time of year to put yourself onto the location where those fish will be. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. 50% chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 10, north winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of snow early, low 4 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 6. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas versus Colfax girls basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Quite the interesting trade day today in the market numbers. You know, we started out with a lot of negativity, and that negative feel on the trade ended up only being the soybean oil and the rice, which we don't talk about rice, but those were the only ones that really saw the negatives on the trade. On the livestock side, we did have a couple contracts that were negative from a hog perspective, but otherwise, a lot of green on the screen. Today, we're going to kind of make sense of what happened and what's going on in this market turnaround. We've had some decent numbers happy in the box beef trade, even with a slight setback for today. We have a cattle on feed report out tomorrow, and the weather, no matter if you're looking at grain or livestock, it is having some talks about. Mike Zuzulo joins us today. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, let's first of all talk about this market turnaround and what you sensed and saw as this trade went on today.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a welcome change that there was a pushback from the bull and that the market felt like they had done enough damage, because we were getting into some serious negative territory, Susan. And, you know, we had gotten into levels, for instance, when it came to the hard red wheat, the lowest level since July of 2021. As we talked about on midday update today, the Russia-Ukraine grain deal was being talked about again and trying to restart that. It seemed as though that got took on no life of its own, or was unable to get any kind of legs underneath it. But that break in the wheat market helped push the corn down to its lowest level since December 2020. And, you know, when you have a commitment of traders report from about a week ago now showing managed money futures and options traders at a net short position of almost 231,000 contracts, and them being the biggest net short since June of 2020. So almost 3 years ago, you got to wonder how many more net short positions are going to want to be accrued at this point, especially in the aftermath of the USDA report now being factored in and the true uncertainty about South American crop production potential in both beans and especially in corn. So I like the way we turned around. It made a lot of sense. I think it's a combination of things, and it was a wide-ranging move in the commodity space. Of the 30 or 32 commodity related assets I track daily, only six were lower, and that included Bitcoin and 10-year bonds. And the other side of that, too, is the equities markets were moderately higher, but they weren't leading an overall risk-on rally. So I would paint the picture today on the close with volume moderate but not as big as yesterday on a preliminary basis, that we got something started here, but we really need to finish strong now on a weekly close, especially in that soft red wheat. It looked like to me the hard red was being bought against the soft red. If this is going to be about funds and it's going to be about the market not worrying about China anymore, then the crude oil and the soft red wheat should be the leaders to the upside.
Well, and I understand, too, that from what I was hearing, ethanol facilities obviously are needing the grain. Grain's not moving in many areas because of this winter weather. But then we don't have folks driving either. So it's kind of like this catch-22 going on for the ethanol industry.
I couldn't agree more, and I think today's numbers were kind of a wake-up call to the ethanol bull. We knew we had been skating on some negative numbers, you know, 10, 15 cents a gallon negative over the course of the last month or so. But the stocks data, you know, kind of blew the doors off of expectation. We went up to almost, well, right about 25.7 million barrels. That's the highest since March of last year. And so we're literally tracking an 8-9 month high in ethanol stocks. And you know, that was with an output on a weekly basis that was down fractionally. So I think it helps explain why the unleaded gas prices have continued to fall with the crude oil, but the distillate or diesel prices in the cash market have seemed to have stopped going down. I think actually they were up about 5 or 6 cents on the week this week when looked at the top of the week. So I think this is a really key time period for the diesel needs that need to be locked in for the springtime. I did some up until March, but I was waiting on the planting time period to see what the crude oil would do. I'm really kind of scratching around now and thinking that it's time to get some diesel needs locked in here in the next 10 to 15 days.
And it seems like the wire itself has been on the quieter side. I know we'll get the weekly numbers coming out tomorrow because of the holiday on Monday, but just not a lot of excitement to do movement.
No, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that I think did catch the market's attention, and this is, we can't do a deep dive on it just because of time constraints, but the World Trade Organization came out with an update on the shipments of wheat through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea. And they've seen in the first half of January a 40% decline. And when you net it out, in my opinion, Susan, that's actually beneficial for the United States because it's costing Europeans and Ukrainians and Russians, I think generally speaking, more now to get wheat to where they need to go. And it actually makes us more competitive, even if you have to factor in some of the Panama Canal issues. And it depends on where you load out at. But I think that maybe got some traction in the market as well, from a standpoint of both the crude oil and the wheat market. But again, as I said, I'll reiterate, we need a lot more of this tomorrow. We need soft red wheat, for instance. I would love to see close above 595. I think that would be very constructive. And it would be very constructive as well to see all the grains and the soy close on a weekly higher basis, especially with those soybeans threatening that $12 level again.
All right, well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to find out how the dollar's factoring in at all this. And then the interesting, obviously, trade that we're seeing on the livestock side as well. We know that they've got a lot of weather influences there. We've got a cattle on feed report that comes out tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll also take a look at the box beef trade and really wondering what procurement's like, because we know that many of those plants are having to do some schedule changing because of what Mother Nature's been throwing at them. More is coming up. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. For millions of Americans, winter got started last week as a parade of extreme weather brought big snow and cold temperatures to a wide swath of the middle of the country. Rod Swoboda, retired Wallace's farmer editor, says now is a great time to review your winter manure application plan. I'll be back after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Yes, indeed. For many folks, myself included, winter made itself known last week. Greg Solier, our meteorologist on This Week in Agribusiness, told me that as of January 3rd, only about 20% of the continental U.S. had any snow cover, the lowest since the winter of 2012. In the last 2 weeks, however, that figure has changed a lot with a series of big snow events across the central and northern plains. And now, nearly 47% of the lower 48 states have an average depth of 3.6 inches of snow. And that snow means livestock managers must give more thought to how they're going to rearrange the nutrients on their farm and take care to haul manure in accordance with the best practices. Dan Anderson, ag engineering specialist with the Iowa State University Extension Service, shared his insights on wintertime manure management with Rob Swoboda, longtime editor at Wallace's Farmer last week, and I believe it's good advice for growers anywhere. Anderson emphasized the importance of adhering to local regulations about manure application in the winter. In Iowa, for example, farmers can't apply liquid manure from a confinement operation with more than 500 animal units on snow-covered ground from December 21st through April 1st. Solid manure application, however, isn't prohibited by law in the state. He does note that producers need to think about the impact on water quality, as all manure applications must prevent water quality violations. But beyond the legal ramifications, applying manure directly on snow-covered ground also poses the risk of nutrient runoff. Manure, of course, isn't a waste product. It's a highly valuable source of crop nutrients and organic matter. Applied well, it can cut fertilizer needs for the next crop. But Anderson says melting snow can carry those valuable nutrients away, especially if the melt comes fast. I'll have more when we come back.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Research at Iowa State University and elsewhere has consistently showed greater risk of nutrient loss from wintertime manure application. But as Rob Swoboda recently reported at farmprogress.com, much of that risk is weather-related. So stay informed about what's coming before you load up that spreader. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. 50% chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 10, north winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of snow early, low 4 below. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 6. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas versus Colfax girls basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture my right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair. Waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some bitch somewhere, sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing.
some way. On some beach, some way.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by you.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Tuesday night, crowded bar. Some guy lights a cheap cigar. Bartender yells at him, so he walks out and you walk in. Right through that cloud of smoke, catcalls and dirty jokes. Scan the room a couple times, find a seat right next to mine. Lonely eyes, well it sure looks like you just might be looking for something, for something. Your glass of wine, roll away a pickup line. Now and then they check your phone, catch mine and let them go. From the little bit I've seen, they're the perfect shade of green. Next time they come my way, heaven help me make them stay. Something something. Look at me, and I think you'll see those lonely eyes. Don't have to be alone tonight. Don't make me pay my time, catch a cab, go home and kick myself to sleep tonight. Give me a sign, just a smile, baby, I'd be glad to lose myself deep inside. Lonely eyes. Lonely eyes. Sure looks like you just might be looking for something.
Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't. don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you. Like everything that's green, girl, and needs you. But it's more than one, and one makes two. I put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I want.